From the WLRN Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The latest chapter in the battle between the hotel industry and home sharing companies is now being fought in the halls of academia. Florida International University is a state university, so it gets some of its funding from Florida taxpayers. Universities routinely do research for various industries. FIU had been selected for a grant worth nearly $70,000 from the American Hotel and Lodging Educational Foundation. The grant would have been used to study the safety and security of short-term rentals like Airbnb. But Dean Mike Hampton from FIU's Chaplin School of Hospitality and Tourism Management says the money never came.
We were in the process of trying to work out an agreement to get the grant award. When we couldn't come to an agreement, that's when they said, okay, well, we're going to stop pursuing it with you then.
A government watchdog blog known as the Checks and Balances Project says the hotel industry was ready to pay FIU for biased research that would show short-term rentals are harmful to consumers and communities. The blog cites a document from an industry board meeting last year indicating FIU would produce research with those results. But American Hotel and Lodging Association Vice President Troy Flanagan says the foundation does not pay for predetermined outcomes.
This is another example of Airbnb, which is the client of Checks and Balances Project, trying to bury the truth. The association agreed to fund FIU's study because we strongly, and the foundation strongly believes, the research would show short-term rentals, such as those operated through Airbnb, are not safe.
The explanation for why the deal between FIU and the hotel industry fell apart differs depending on who you ask. Flanagan says the foundation withdrew its support because the two sides couldn't agree on a contract. FIU's Mike Hampton is more specific. He says it was because the foundation wouldn't agree to let the university retain all rights to the intellectual property generated by the research. Checks and Balances Project Executive Director Scott Peterson says the deal ended after the project called on both parties to release all documents relating to the grant. Peterson spoke with me from his office near Washington, D.C.
The question that we think Florida taxpayers deserve to know is how fully was FIU aware of the hotel lobby's aggressive pay-to-play academic scheme?
The Checks and Balances Project decided to investigate after getting funding from Airbnb, and your press releases don't mention the Airbnb funding. I found two blog posts from last September and October where it's mentioned, but don't you think this should at least be a footnote when you're posting blogs and sending releases to the media about this story?
We state at the bottom of every blog post that we receive private and public funding from sustainable energy donors. So when Airbnb asked us if we'd be interested in examining the hotel lobby, frankly, we weren't sure. How does home sharing fit into that niche? But after finding a growing body of research from all around the world and thinking about it, we decided it did, so we accepted their donation. But as in all of our work, we decide the course of our investigations and editorial.
Isn't university research oftentimes funded through grants from groups that have an interest in the outcome one way or another?
What's most important here is the transparency. It's the ethics standards that are involved. And one of the important standards is transparency in relationships. Rutgers put out a discrimination report, and it had to do with the lack of accessible short-term rentals for those with disabilities. They've done it right. They appear to be transparent, and they paid for it out of their own university research fund.
Scott Peterson with the Checks and Balances Project, thank you very much for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
FIU Hospitality School Dean Mike Hampton says the university has never accepted money for research that would provide a certain outcome.
We don't do that. That's not what higher education is about. It's to learn and to find out what the facts are and to share those facts.
Hampton says FIU will try to find a different funding source for its study into the safety and security of short-term rentals. From the WLRN Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.